past one. And really, you know, the two most controversial topics are that of politics and religion. And whenever you've done with politics and religion and speaking to a lot of different people, it opens up room for much debate. But basically, everything that we do, there always revolves around education and unity. You know, and, you know, there's many different ways and forms to raise the awareness of the people. It can be done through spoken word, it can be done through music, it can be done through speaking from the pulpit, it can be done from putting in actual work out there in the community, in the trenches. Some of the places that we've been, like I mentioned, Gary, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago. We've been on a campaign, we sat down with the grandson of Jeff Ford, which was the Black Peace Office. We have a line with little Larry Hoover, son of Larry Hoover, started the Gangsta Disciples. We sat down with some of the top generals of the Vice Lord organization, just, you know, about promoting this unity. T. Rogers from Black Peace Storm Jungle is a good friend of mine. We've spoken at various universities, from Michigan State University, Tennessee State University, University of Toronto, Temple, here in Mega Edwards, where my grandmother was a professor, all over alternative high schools. And we talk about education. One of the things my grandfather once stated is that education is our passport to the future, for tomorrow only belongs to those who plan and prepare for it today. And one of the things that Huey P. Newton stated, who started the Black Panther Party, he said that no movement is successful without the support of the people. And my thing is that in order to have the support of the people, many times they have to be educated and made aware of the plight of the cause. Because a lot of times we don't understand our own condition. You know, just as Harriet Tubman said, she said that she could have freed a lot more slaves if only they had known that they were slaves. So this means that during a time of a physical slavery, chains, shackles, whippings, there was brothers and sisters that you couldn't convince them to run away from the plantation because they didn't know anything else. This is due to their thorough indoctrination. So raising awareness of the people is very important. A lot of times people have the misconception or the illusion that we've made much progress from the times of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Mary Everest, up until now. But actually, in my opinion, we've taken a giant leap backwards in terms of the consciousness of the people. And unity, you know, we really stress the importance of unity and going to so many different places, dealing with so many different types of people. We have all these different factions and ideologies and religions and faiths. You know, people, they can't work together because I'm Shia, he's Sunni, he's W.D. Muhammad, he's Nation Islam, I'm Christian, or I'm, you know, it's gotten so bad where we've been reduced to colors. So I could walk down the wrong block, and because of the color that I'm wearing, I might lose my life. So unity is very important. And a lot of times we go places, sometimes J.R. uses this analogy. He says that I'm not necessarily trying to wear your t-shirt, you don't have to wear my t-shirt, but it's important that we meet up on common points of interest. So if we know we all agree on issues of police brutality, then let's work around this issue of police brutality. They have this European Union. Y'all know about the European Union? Yes. They have this thing called the European Union, where you have different nations like France, where I was born, unfortunately, Germany, Switzerland, Belgium, Spain, all these different countries that don't necessarily get along with each other, don't necessarily like each other, and might display hostility towards one another. Yet they have enough common sense to come together for a common cause, to achieve a common goal, to stand up against a common enemy. So I remember I was in prison. I was in Attica, a correction facility, for about a year. I'm sure y'all familiar here with Attica. And I remember it was about 300 correctional officers and thousands of prisoners. How was the 300 officers able to keep control of thousands of prisoners that had for murder, rape, some of the most heinous things you could think of, through various divided conquer tactics? And when you get in there, they let you know, just don't touch, you know, you guys can kill each other all you want, just don't touch one of us and you'll be all right. So there was metal detector going to the yard, metal detector going through the mess hall. Now, one day out of that year that I was there, did we ever go through the metal detector? They would make us go around, and brothers would still be out there trying to kill each other, despite the fact of knowing what the reality of the situation was. But, you know, not to be too long-winded, two of the main things we really focus on, education and